In a petition dated June 21st, signed by four paramount chiefs of Awil West County, several young men from the county asked humanitarian organizations to respond to their complaints about employment opportunities in the country. Dong Luo Layat, deputy governor of Northern Barangay State, says some young men took advantage of the chiefs, who are illiterate, to sign a petition addressed to eight agents.
I managed yesterday to talk to people, and I read a letter to them. They were really surprised because what they had requested is not what was written in the letter. The chief, you know, understood what was written in the letter because they don't read and write. So those individuals who wrote the letter did not read to them the negative part.
Paramount Chief Dut Majak admits he signed the letter but says the young men assured him they were requesting a proportion of 80% of the workforce in the NGOs to go to locals, which is in line with the South Sudan NGO Act.
Those two individuals were identified yesterday. These are youth. These two individuals, we shall never stand with them anymore. We, the community of Nyamlel of Awil West, are staying peacefully with the NGOs. Even if they do not get work, we cannot expel them. How can we chase them? Our village is a village of peace. Our youth are now thieves.
Ayat says South Sudan is part and parcel of the international community, and he appealed to the young men to respect the rights of expatriates as well as locals working in the state.
We don't want to segregate the workers that came from other states because we are in one country, and in our constitution, all the citizens of South Sudan are supposed to move freely to work anywhere in the country without restriction.
The commissioner of Awil West County, Stephen Wiu, and the deputy governor say two suspects were detained this week and will be arraigned in court over the weekend to deter future threats on eight workers and NGOs in the state.
As the acting governor of Northern Barghazal State, I am here to protect all the lives of humanitarian workers that are working in my state. I have promised to the international donors that are funding the project in Northern Barghazal State, we are here to protect the life of the humanitarian workers in this area. I want to tell them that they should not panic.
Earlier this week, a local vigilant group in Eastern Equatorial State known as Monyumiji warned eight agencies to stop employing foreigners in the state, prompting state officials to declare a curfew. The group from Eastern Equatorial also asked South Sudanese from other parts of the country working with aid agencies in Eastern Equatorial State to leave immediately. Deputy Governor Ayat says state authorities plan to hold a rally in Nyamlel, the capital of Awil West County, to raise awareness about the importance of NGO work in the communities across Northern Barangay State. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.